Historically speaking, you need to come out and get off to a fast start. You don't want to come out stale. But again, the key to the game is finishing strong.
Ben, Spag said you guys have been doing a lot of talking this week about the division, the rivalry, the recent history. The Eagles have been successful against you guys. How do you think the players are responding to kind of ramping up in that emotion of this game?
We'll find out on Sunday.
Ben, after the bye week and the self-scouting, and if you maybe changed some things up a little bit, or if you didn't, how will that ideally show on Sunday? In what area do you think the most different thing or most improvement could show?
I mean, we have to wait to play the game first. You're not going to know what pays off until you play the game. I can tell you where I'd like it to show up.
That's the question, I guess.
But I won't. We'll wait till we play the game.
How much extra emphasis did you put on the run game this week in practice?
Yeah, we practice and emphasize the run game each and every week. Being able to come out and get a good, an extra day work in on Monday is a benefit. Having an extra practice on Monday and then being able to get a good padded practice in on Thursday, get the full padded practice of the week will help.
Is there anything specific about the run game that you tried to work on now that you thought your team can benefit from in a week of practice heading into?
Anytime you play, playing the scheme that we're playing up front is different but similar as far as when you play a 3-4 team or you play a wide nine team, the fits are a little bit different. So it was good to have an extra day.
What's the balance of a bye week of wanting to make some changes but not, you know, go too far in that direction?
We definitely want to put wrinkles in, take a look at things. I think it's just as important to throw some things out and understand what you can fix, what isn't worth fixing, and what fits your personnel the best. First half of the season, you're really taking a look at not only the new schemes and the new thoughts from the offseason, but how new players fit into the system. And if it's young players, if it's rookies, see really how they're adjusting to the pro game and how they fit in.
You've mentioned a couple times the deep sixing of certain things that don't work. Is that harder to do when you're week-to-week game planning versus when you have a full week where you
No, it's easy to throw things out. You just have to pull the trigger. I mean, it's, you know, especially if you have a good history with it.
Where do you stand now with Darian Thompson? Obviously, he had a setback.
Yeah, we're going to wait. We have to get more information on the situation.
You think is it similar to what it was before? Is there any reason to believe it's different?
When they tell me, I'll know.
Is Berhe still in the protocol?
Yes.
So no contact from him at this point?
Berhe is still in the protocol.
What does he need to do to get out of the protocol?
Get cleared.
Independent?
Yes.
Is that possible with a practice that you have tomorrow that he can be cleared for contact?
It's possible for him to get cleared.
Is there a plan for him to go to the independent neurologist today or tomorrow?
Yeah, it's possible for him to get cleared.
How was Andrew Adams done having to step in and basically become a starter, playing almost every snap?
He's played a lot of football for us. He gives us a chance to win. And he's definitely showed the game is not too big for him and can go out and play productive football at this level.
Because obviously it's been a tightrope where you've only had basically two true safeties the last 5 weeks.
True, yeah. True safeties. But we have guys who can play safety. We cross-train our DBs.
Ben, Cruz has made some big plays on the outside, but as a almost career slot receiver, do you feel like Sterling can play on the outside more and you can get, say, number 80 inside a little bit more to take advantage of that? Or?
Yeah, we train them both ways.
Ben, this is probably simplistic and might even not be the smartest thing, but when your offense is really in a rhythm and, in my mind, playing aggressively and dictating tempo, this seems to be a group that finds success that way. Can you just decide to do that to start a game?
Certainly. I mean, you want to be able to play at different speeds and dictate based on the speed that you want to go. It's like running the football. You want to be able to run and use tempo on your own terms.
One or two more. Coach Graham indicated that he was happy that JPP has been disruptive with the quarterback. Do you need him to, I guess, step up the sack production, and can he still be double digits?
Yeah, I mean, we say it all the time, really. Stats are for losers. You know, we need to make the quarterback uncomfortable. We need to make him move, make him chatter his feet, make him early or late with the throws. Numbers are numbers.
Ben, I know how you feel about the rearview mirror. But last year when this team came out of the bye, you had a big division game, and you didn't have the performance that you had. Did you take anything from that experience last year?
We've learned from everything we need to learn from in the past, and we moved on.
Nassib's elbow, is that the decision that I've made tomorrow?
So,
with Nassib's elbow, is it possible you can have all three quarterbacks up on Sunday? How is that going to work?
It's a little early for that. We'll take a look at him tomorrow.